Welcome to the NLP View with your host, Donna Blinston. Each week, Donna will explore how the techniques of NLP can help improve your personal and professional life. And now, here's your host, Donna Blinston.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NLP View. On today's show, I am joined by the inspiring Marian Diaz, author of the best-selling book, Why Did the Cancer Disappear? Become Free from Cancer and Promote Health. Neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is an applied psychology, providing a series of tools and techniques that investigate and review the circumstances that have created an individual's current reality. NLP enables the individual to be in charge of their own circumstances and take full responsibility for the events in their lives rather than being the result of the events that have happened in their lives. NLP empowers people to change and to choose how they want to respond to any given circumstance. In Marian's book, she describes her personal experience of overcoming cancer, raising awareness and emphasizing the importance of preventing illness, promoting health and well-being by taking responsibility for ourselves and actively participating in our healing. So I would like to welcome to the show Marian Diaz. Hello, Marian.
Hello, Donna. Hello, everyone.
How are you today, Marian?
I'm great.
Well, it's wonderful to have you on my show today, Marian.
Thanks
for
having me.
Oh, you're welcome. The pleasure's mine and our audience's. Your experience and your expertise certainly will make people think and assess their own role in their health and well-being, which is what the show's about, really. So the honour's all mine. Before we start, Marian, would you mind telling our audience a bit about yourself and your background?
Okay. Well, I got into alternative therapies, including NLP, as a result of being extremely stressed out from my previous job, which was working for the official receiver. And to deal with stress, I started looking for coping strategies. And that's how I ended up with first hypnosis. And the next step was very, very natural for me to go for NLP. And I've never looked back. And I decided after I had my training in 1997, I'm going to get out of the mess and started to train in went on to do all the way to my trainer's training in NLP, hypnosis, and timeline therapy. And then decided to set up, you know, that's what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
It was a stepping stone, but everything has a place, and that experience, I learned a lot what not to do, just as much as what to do with NLP, and I recognized the importance of communication in our lives. You see, often I can't remember the numerous occasions when I was sent on these communication courses. And the thing is, by the time you're back in the office, you have forgotten. And I believe the reason was they teach you how to communicate with others, but they completely ignore the fact that we all communicate with ourselves. You see?
I couldn't agree more.
Yes, and it was getting into NLP that made me recognize the importance why those communication courses never worked. So it was an important revelation for me.
Yes, I hear you there. It was a big learning for me as well.
Yes.
A big learning.
So I went on from NLP. I started training. I started assisting a lot as well because I wanted, I'm just not someone who just go for the training and then set up, I want to learn more.
Yes.
And sometimes as an observer, so I did a lot of assisting where I trained, and to get a really good feel for it. And then only when I, as a result of my experience, I really began to realize I knew so much more than I thought I knew because it was automatically, I was using it without realizing I was using it. So, yes, I went on to do quite a lot of, I studied in Hawaii, the Hawaiian energy healing. So they are all interconnected, you see. You need NLP, whether you do therapy, whether you do business, whether you do education, teaching. The basic thing is communication, and that's what NLP is all about, right?
Yes.
And reaching not just on the surface level, at the conscious level, but the unconscious level, and assisting and facilitating learning and make it interesting for the listener, for the student. So, and it's fun.
It is.
It's absolutely fun. And it's such a versatile tool. You can use it. But basically, it's because we have to communicate with ourselves and others. So, of course, NLP comes in everywhere.
It does. And you cannot not communicate. Even if you don't say something, it sends a message, because more of our communication is non-verbal.
Absolutely.
It's in what we don't say that is often the bigger message than actually the words that we say ourselves.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you see, I attended quite a few seminars with Dr. Deepak Chopra, and something that really I got the point across about communication was, I realized that about the fact that the mind and body are connected, right? And they communicate with each other. And Dr. Chopra puts it very, very succinctly about the fact that every cell in our body is eavesdropping on our thoughts and our words. Not just what we speak, but what we think, the beliefs we hold, you see? So I began to recognize the significance of this. I've never, ever forgotten that that important factor.
It's something that I've not so much recently, but over the last couple of years, I've looked into more and more. So I'm continually looking into it, really.
Yes.
Of how there's so many studies now that have been done that show that, especially people who've had either testicular cancer for men, or ovarian or breast cancer for women,
yeah,
when they look back through their history and events that have happened over the previous few to 5 years,
yeah,
they've all lost what would they perceive to be the fruit of their loin.
Yes.
Whether that be a business, a car, a child,
yep,
they've all had something that's had a significant emotional event.
Yes.
And when you look through and look at what they're saying in the therapy sessions, the language that they're using is all referring to the loss that they've had or the trauma that they've had with regards to the fruit of their loin or their baby, their whatever it is. That's where I guess the cells are eavesdropping.
Yes, absolutely. I think the work of Dr. Hammer made a significant contribution to this. I had the good fortune to come across his material and study it. So it just reinforces what I have been gradually coming across, you know, about the mind-body. And from my point of view, the reason why most of the science, great as it is, really falls down on the fact that only treats the body and ignores the mind. And especially with cancer, you'll be lucky, the very few who might be offered counseling. And counseling may help them to kind of come to terms with the cancer, but it doesn't actually move them to do something about it. And so you literally hand over your body and mind to the experts. And of course, you don't take any responsibility for it. It's natural, because that's the way we are used to being treated. But with learning NLP and coming from that background, you stand up and ask the right questions. You need to be satisfied with that is the thing for you.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely.
Which I found, and it was a very interesting experience.
It's all linked with the psychosomatic words.
Absolutely.
And an example for our audience on a smaller level, if you think of people who suffer with psoriasis, the language that they're using, it's often around how things will get under their skin.
Yeah.
or then something's irritating them.
Yeah.
It's like it's an itch that they want to get rid of. And when you listen to their language, their everyday examples is filled with examples of what I've just said. So that's for, I guess, for our audience, really, to give them an idea. Could you explain your story to our audience? Because I think that in and of itself explains your book.
Yes. What happened was, in 2005, most of 2005, I began to experience the symptoms, which I later recognized as the symptoms, such as, excessive sweating, especially cold sweating at night, inexplicable tiredness, weariness, and most of all, very severe bleeding. And I did not pay attention. It gradually got really worse by about November 2005, and to the extent that I had to be confined to the bed because I was bleeding so much. And the doctor immediately sent me to the hospital for an ultrasound. And then the doctor at the hospital sat me down and explained to me that the lining of the womb, the uterus, should be no more than 4 centimeters. But in my case, it was over 14. And she told me that she couldn't even see anything beyond that and got me to go for a hysteroscopy and a DNC. Mm-hmm. And after that, I was asked to come to the hospital, and it was like the shock of my life because I've been very healthy throughout, you see. It was interesting from an NLP point of view, the setup the doctor had. In some ways, it's to their credit because they had all the support mechanisms handy, you see. They expected me to break down and have a good cry, and they had what they call a cancer nurse sitting behind me.
Yes.
And two medical students.
And then, we do that.
And you can't help but observe, because from the NLP perspective, you're taking in information all the time and you're processing it. And the doctor sort of said, well, we have the biopsy results, Marion. And then with a deep sigh, she says, I'm very sorry to tell you, Marion, I'm afraid you have got cancer. So, okay. I can't explain to this day exactly what happened. I think my conscious mind just took off, basically. And I was looking up out of the window and saying, did I hear that right? So, and I found myself muttering to myself, saying, I refuse to have it. And the doctor kind of looked at the medical student and said, pardon? I just told you, based on the biopsy results, you have cancer, Marion. And once again, I mean to myself, and what I was doing was, it's her reality based on scientific evidence, the cancer, it's a real, right? And I was telling myself, okay, in her model, that's fine, it exists. In my model, it's already going. It's disappearing. And I'm actually telling myself it's disappearing. And I was a patient from hell to the doctors. I'm very sorry to say. How I got out of there without being certified, I would never know to this day. So then she was really taken aback with my responses, kept looking at each other the whole time. And I said, she scheduled me for surgery at the end of the month, saying, if we treat you now, you can expect to live about 5 years. thanks very much. This once again comes from, we make our own reality. No matter what challenges we face, at the end of the day, there's always something we can do. Choices we can make, no matter how challenging the circumstances might be. And this is the strangest thing, because it was so automatic with me. Because I've in training and working with clients, I have done it so often that my unconscious mind was just running with it. on an autopilot. So she asked me, she scheduled me for surgery at the end of the month. And I said, well, please don't waste your time or mine because I'm not going to be there. So she said, well, you're going to die, it will spread. So I said, well, I didn't argue with her. I'm already, in my mind, silently, I'm canceling these phrases that comes at me, that are thrown at me. I said, okay, cancel that one, and that one too. So in my mind, I was constantly canceling all these negative stuff that's coming at me. And that was my way of responding. There's no point arguing with the doctors because they probably were doing their best for me, right? So there's no issue with that. But I have got to take responsibility for what I'm prepared to accept. I wasn't denying the cancer. I've already started doing something about it. So it's no longer the problem and being stuck in the problem. I'm already started asking questions. Okay, this is the problem. Problem cannot exist without its solution. I wanted the solution. So my focus is on the solution from the beginning. It probably is the shock of hearing something like that. So my conscious mind wasn't arguing with that because I didn't know where it was.
No. And that's a reality for a lot of people that I speak with. They have that go completely numb and they can't hear what's being said to them. It's often that they can hear, they can see people's lips moving, they can hear a muttering, but they can't make out any words
Absolutely.
Or any meaning to what's being said to them.
Yes. In my case, I purposely didn't want to tell even my family. I come from quite a large family. And I'm very, very close to my son because I wanted a clear playing field for what I wanted to do, and I couldn't handle them being upset about me. So I didn't tell them. And when I came out of the hospital, I think the cold air kind of hit me on the face and my conscious mind was back. And that's when I started becoming a bit wobbly. Okay, you say you're going to do, what are you going to do? And the moment I came home, I took a little while to settle down, and the first thing I did, okay, what can I do? The first thing is, I've learned this from both the Hawaiian energy healing as well as NLP, about reframing, of course, and reversing the actual word cancer, because I had to face it and do something about it. But I thought I'll make myself more comfortable, and I reversed the word to reckneck. And every time I refer to reckneck, it made me laugh.
So I can see why.
The word cancer didn't apply to me because I was referring to as reckneck, and my mind didn't know what I was talking about. But I knew in order to work on it, and then that made me, you know, the starting point, reversing it. And I was in my mind, because mind and body are connected, and therefore I have already begun to reverse the meaning of the word cancer, you know.
Yeah.
So that was the beginning, and that makes it much more easier. But of course, everything I did, I used a lot of both mental processes, psychological processes, as well as tremendous amount of hypnosis on myself. I prepared, I drafted scripts for various things and started recording and playing it. But of course, all those require language. And the words, the impact, and this is where NLP was really, really useful for me to use clean language, you know, check out the clean language and the importance of the words. And the strange thing was, I was under a lot of pressure from the hospital to go for the traditional treatment, that they kept sending me letter after letter every month scheduling me for surgery until I continued to ignore it. But the brilliant thing was that Once I started the work on myself, I stopped one by one. I stopped all the symptoms without so much as an aspirin. And I never realized until afterwards what I have been doing. So I was very focused. I was determined I shall live. This is my life we are talking about. This is my body. And there was no way I'm going to dump toxins and do it under any circumstances, because it wouldn't apply, because I will get well. Yes. You know? So a few months later, 7 months after the diagnosis, unfortunately, my son found a letter from the hospital saying, you're going to die. And guess what? I was dragged into get a second opinion privately, had all the tests done, and I was absolutely convinced the cancer was had gone. And but when I went back for the results, that was the first time I was quite devastated, to be honest, because the doctor insisted, based on the biopsies, the cancer was not only there, but it had spread, and that I needed to have urgent surgery. And he immediately referred me back to the hospital. And they got me in within the next 4 weeks. And I decided, as I had promised my son, I said, okay, I shall have the hysterectomy as recommended, but nothing else. And I was reluctant to do even that, but everything has a purpose, as I found out later. And they got me in within 4 weeks of the second diagnosis. And I was to go, as far as they're concerned, I was to start chemo the following week. But I didn't hear from them. And Christmas was coming, and I was really getting annoyed because they scared the hell out of you. And then they're silent. And I went down, and they sent me a doctor I had never seen before to give me the results, and he was distinctly uncomfortable. And he said, Ms. Dias, I don't know how to tell you this. We have the delay was in contacting you because we sent all the results to Royal Marsden to evaluate them, because they have been comparing all the tests and biopsies and all the results, comparing them with previous ones, and they couldn't find any residue of cancer. What removed as a result of the hysterectomy, and they removed also 16 lymph nodes to boot.
Wow.
And they couldn't find any residue of cancer. Now, I was totally in shock. I found myself opening and shutting my mouth, and nothing would come out.
Understandably.
Yes. Because I'll tell you why. Because in my hypnotherapy script, I had been putting my outcome, you know, my future outcome. How do I know when the cancer's gone? And I imagine the consultant telling me, oh, Marian, can't explain it, but you can't find the cancer. Okay, the words didn't come out the same way, but it was close enough for me.
Yeah, I would settle with that quite happily, Marian. I would.
Yes, and even then, I want to be convinced that I wasn't listening to my hypnotherapy CD, but I actually heard it.
Yeah.
I had to believe that, and only then that I actually told my family about it. So then I started, I wanted some explanations, what happened to the cancer. So it took me 2 years to get my medical records, because I suppose they thought I was going to sue them or something, I don't know. Eventually, both the consultants I saw, one of them kept referring to the one who was also had something to do with Royal Marsden. And he wrote back and said, well, surgery was the cure. So I wrote back and said, well, that
what are you curing?
Me, I want you to tell me, can you please explain from medical science evidence, why wasn't there any residue of cancer in what was removed? literally within 4 weeks of the second diagnosis, which insisted that the cancer had spread.
Yeah.
And I'm still waiting.
I have a feeling, Marianne, you're waiting a long time before you get any results, any answers from them. And I guess that's why your book raised so much controversy.
Absolutely.
And also why I respected your book so much, because it, throughout your book, despite the amazing story you've just told us, you're not telling people what to do.
Absolutely.
Or not telling them to ignore your medical advice, and you do emphasise that throughout
Absolutely.
Your book.
Absolutely, yeah. Because
you're just sharing your experience and your thoughts,
yeah.
And
you see,
showing people the options.
You see, Donna, NLP is all about increasing choices, right? Not reducing them. So, again, until you just mentioned it, that's what came to my mind, that it is all about increasing choices.
Yeah.
And allow people to be exercise their flexibility,
mm-hmm.
right? No one can know their body and mind better than the person, him or herself. So
yes.
Who am I to go tell them what to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So and the experience of cancer, I realized that it was an enormous gift to me, right? I learned so much from it. And you know, even the surgery, my family was quite cross about that I was made to have this surgery under general anesthetic, 3.5 hours of surgery, quite unnecessarily. But I told them, well, maybe now I have scientific evidence that I'm free from cancer.
Well, yes, it served its purpose.
Absolutely. So the way I now work has changed, and there are absolutely brilliant NLP trainers both sides of the pond, and I want to leave them to deal with that. And I want to do my workshops and retreats and offer them the tools and skills I had learned to share with them, so that they can take responsibility for themselves, for their health, as well as healing, and mainly to prevent them in the first place, and instead promote their health and well-being. You know, so it's about offering tools. So that's where I'm at the moment.
And your book is an amazing starting point for that. Both as a nurse, I have gained so many insights and food for thought,
yes.
throughout reading your book. And also as a practitioner of NLP and a coach, the way you've used it personally has enhanced my flexibility for my clients.
Oh,
so it's a very, very, well, a brilliant book. And for our audience, Marianne, because our half an hour has flown by, can you tell them how they can get hold of you, your website, and where they can buy your book from?
Right. Well, it's available on Amazon. And on Kindle as well, and also from my website. I have a website, and it's called www.whydidthecancerdisappear.com. On the therapy one, which lists the things I do and the workshops and retreats I run, on www.hypno-therapeutics, it's QUES at the end, .co.uk. If you Google Marianne Diaz, it will come up anyway.
And Marianne, a huge thank you from myself and from all of our audience for joining me today on the show.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. If you'd like to learn more about NLP, then tune in each week and also visit my website, www.donnablunston.com, where you can pick up a copy of my best-selling book, Psychobabble, a straightforward, plain English guide to the benefits of NLP. You'll also be able to find out about my online webinars, the first one starting on the 9th of March. You'll also be able to subscribe to the NLP newsletter, which will give you more information about the up-and-coming shows, our guests, and how to find out even more information about our guests. So again, Marianne, thank you. It's been wonderful having you on our show.
Thank you.